Welcome to Get to the Point, the podcast that gives you the student perspective of what's happening in Point Road Elementary School. I'm Asher.
And I'm Charlie, your host for today. Today, we're here with Mr. L to talk about the winter concert, which will be on Thursday, December 7th. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, guys. I'm excited to be here.
Is it hard to come up with all the songs that the chorus sings?
It is pretty hard. I usually start in about August looking for Christmas songs. But I think it's like picking out the perfect pair of jeans. Yeah, it has to fit perfectly for everybody.
Yeah,
and when
right.
you have that perfect fit, you know it. So.
Yeah.
I heard this is the largest group of kids this year. Why do you think that is?
I think it's because all the third and fourth graders in the past have worked so hard and have included their friends and encouraged them to join chorus. I also think doing the concerts during the school day has really excited some of the first and second graders to join.
Do you have any ideas that how we could get more kids to be involved?
I think you guys are actually the biggest advocates for your own program. When a second grader sees a fourth grader enjoying chorus and loving chorus so much and encouraging them to join, that's the strongest thing for the Point Road music program is the older kids, is the fourth graders.
Yeah.
What would you call a successful concert?
A successful concert to me is when everyone is feeling happy at the end, everyone is singing together, and everyone feels like they're in the Christmas spirit.
Mm-hmm. Would it be a good idea to add more instruments?
More instruments to the concert?
No, to the fourth graders' list of instruments that they could play.
I think it'd be a great idea, to have a rock band at Point Road School.
Yeah.
With
that'd be
drums
very
and
smart.
Guitar,
yeah.
I think that'd be really exciting.
Yeah. How did you get interested in teaching music?
Well, I started a lot like you guys. I started in band and music class in fourth grade, and I just loved it from the beginning. Also, I had a lot of great music teachers going up through school that inspired me to give back to music and to show other kids how fun it could be.
How many instruments do you play?
Let's see, I play the trumpet, the trombone, the violin, the viola, the piano, the guitar, the drums. How many is that?
That is seven.
Seven
instruments.
I play all the instruments a little bit. When you go to school to be a
music
teacher,
you learn a little bit of everything.
Exactly.
What is your favorite side project that you do?
My favorite side project I'm doing right now is playing with a band called Honey Wild.
Nice.
My friend is the drummer of it, and we're playing shows in the city and around the shore. I play trumpet for that band, and I really have a lot of fun doing it.
Wow.
Nice.
Thanks for joining us today. It was great to talk with you.
Thanks for having me, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
The lights with Little Silvers on December 8th. Are you decorating your house, Charlie?
Yep, I'm going to put up lights. Are you going on the tour?
I will be going on the tour.
If you're driving around looking at lights on the 8th, make sure to drive by Markham Place School. Teachers will be there handing out freshly popped popcorn.
Are you doing anything special over the holiday break, Charlie?
Yep, I think I'm going skiing. What about you?
I'm going to be starting snowboarding this year, too.
We would love to answer some questions that you might have about our school in our upcoming episodes. You can send in your questions by emailing prspodcast@littlesilverschools.org. You can also re-listen to our podcast by visiting point-road-elementary.podbean.com.
Make sure to look for our next episode, which will be posted to Class Dojo and other social media sites.
Thanks for listening.